先看历代志上二十二章。
Turn to First Chronicles chapter 22。
我们从第一节念到第三节。
Verses 1-3。
好，我们一起来念一遍，来。大卫吩咐居住在以色列地的外邦人，从其中派石匠凿石头，要建造神的殿，预备许多的铁，做门上的钉子和钩子，又预备多的五把和针。
许多的香柏木。好，我们再念第十五节。
愿耶和华。
好，我们再看历代志下第四章十六节。
Second Chronicles chapter 4,
第十六节。好，我们就念这一节，预备来。盆、铲子、肉叉子和耶和华殿里的一切器皿，都是巧匠布兰用光亮的铜王所整的。我们再念新约使徒行传第九章第十节。好，我们一起来念预备来。当下在大马色有一个哪里啊，他说主，我在这里。我们早上再一次把这个时间交在你的手中。
This morning we look to you for this time.
我们在这里乃是要听见你的声音。
We're here to hear your voice.
我们在这里乃是要知道你的心意。
We're here to know your heart's desire.
求你保守这段时间。
Keep this time for us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。今天早上在这里有一点负担交通这样一个题目。
This morning I have a burden to share with you this topic.
我今天想交通的就是怎么样我们可以活在意象的里面。
How to live in a vision.
在前一段时间里面，你们记不记得有一个弟兄，有一个原弟兄，有一次来到我们当中交通。
Once, I don't know if you remember, Brother Ren, Yan came upon us, the rubber boat.
那一天他给我们交通一个题目，叫做信心。
His sharing was concerning faith.
但是他说，不是我们没有信心，乃是因为我们没有活在信心的里面。
Not that we did not have faith, but we're not living in our faith.
有信心跟活在信心的里面是两件事。
Having faith and living in faith are two different matters.
所以今天早上，我的思想就是。有意象跟活在那个意象里面也是两件事。
So this morning, my sharing is concerning having vision or and living in the vision.
从过去一段时间里面，这一个字在我们当中被讲了许多的次。
In the days before, this word has been mentioned many times.
甚至在这一次的特别聚会里面，孙国作弟兄也告诉我们这个意象是什么。
Even as late as the conference we just had, Brother Godwin Sun shared with us concerning his vision.
我们怎么样来活在这个意象里面呢？
How do we live in this vision?
一个有意象的人跟一个没有意象的人，他活的是怎样的不同呢？
What's the difference between a person with a vision and a person without a vision?
到底我们今天是不是明白什么是意象呢？
Are we clear about a vision?
如果今天我问其中一位弟兄，你有没有意象啊？
Suppose I would ask you, do you have a vision?
你怎么样回答我呢？
How would you answer?
你看见这个意象没有？
Have you seen this vision?
你怎么样回答我呢？
How would you answer?
我想可能弟兄姊妹的回答都不大一样。
I think there may be many different answers.
你可以自己在心里面想一想看，然后你可以回答，试着回答一下。
You can meditate in your heart first and try to answer.
这个意象呢，对我们是非常的重要。
This vision is so important to us.
我们一个人，这个人在地上， 属灵的前途是根据我们的意向。
Our spiritual future is connected to our vision.
我稍微举一个例来说明这个情形。
I'll make an example to clarify.
在我年轻的时候，我曾经有这样一个想法。
When I was young, I had this thought.
那个时候啊，我很想将来长大的时候做医生。
I wanted to become a doctor when I grew up.
小的时候，我听到很多人告诉我那个伟大医生的故事。
I heard many stories of great doctors.
我看见有很多做传教士的医生，他们有非常美好的见证。
I saw many good testimonies from missionaries who were doctors as well.
所以那个时候，我有一个这样的意向。
So I had this somewhat of a vision.
就是有一天，将来我长大的时候，我要做一个医生。
That one day when I grow up, I will become a doctor.
在我的脑海里面的医生呢，就是一个人穿那个一个白色的袍子。
In my concept, a doctor is one wearing a white robe.
然后呢，这里呢挂了一个听筒。
And with a stethoscope.
当有些人有问题的时候来到这里呢，我就一听以后呢，我就可以帮助他。
Whenever a person comes with a problem, I can just listen to it and then be able to help them.
我可以帮助好多的人解决他们的问题。
I can help many people to solve their problems.
那就是我的意向。
That was my vision.
我认为当医生就是这样。
I thought that was to be a doctor.
后来在我高中的时候啊，我们有一个老师，他很好。
When I was in high school, I had a good teacher.
他是教生物的一个老师，有一天呢，他就把我们生物课的学生呢都带去医学院参观。他医学院 medical school 不但让我们看看他们是怎么样上学的，还带我们去看他们 是怎么做实验的。
Not only to see how the students were learning, but also to see how they were experimenting in the lab.
甚至呢，带我们进一个地方呢，去看那个解剖的尸体。
Even went into a room to see how autopsy was done.
那你就看到呢一个池子，一个池子，一个池子。
And there were different pools.
然后呢，他就把那个池子打开来让我们去看。
He opened up the pool to allow us to see it.
一看的时候呢，就一直流眼泪。
Once I saw it, I couldn't stop.
因为那个药水啊，就让你的眼睛一直流眼泪。
Because of the strength of the medicine, it caused my eyes to weep.
从那里出来以后啊，我的意向改变。我从前对于那个医生那个形象、那个样子、那个图画完全改变。
My former vision of a doctor was changed drastically.
所以我今天没有做医生。
That's why I'm not a doctor today.
因为我的那个意向改变。
Because my vision had changed.
你看，一个人的他的意向对那个人的影响是非常的大。
Much impact a vision is to a person.
我们如果当初我的那个意向不被改变的话，今天很可能我也做一个医生。
If my vision cannot change today, it's quite possible I become a doctor.
但是就是因为那个意向改变的关系，整个人生都改变。
But because the vision had changed, my whole life was changed as well.
我们读圣经的时候也发现常常都是这样。
When we come to the Bible, it's always the same way.
有一个人叫罗德。
There was a man named Lot.
他的一生啊是非常的好。
He had a good life.
一直等到一个地方呢，他就往约旦河东这么一看。
Until one day he took a look eastward of Jordan.
他这一看呢，他的人生都改变了。
That look changed his whole outlook.
他本来是跟亚伯拉罕在一起的。
He was with Abraham.
他原来是要进到迦南地。
He was supposed to enter into Canaan.
但是他一看，他这个脑海里面的那个意象就变成约旦河东的意象。
But that look changes the whole concept of the Jordan.
他本来他的脑海里面是一个迦南地的意象，现在一看以后，他的脑海里面成为一个约旦河东的一个意象。
Formerly he had a vision in his head concerning the good land of Canaan. Now because of the look, he had a vision of the valley east of Jordan.
这个意向的改变，把这个人一生都改变了。
This change of vision changed his whole life.
我们今天也要来注意这一件事。
Today we must pay attention to this matter.
在我们的心里面，在我们的脑海里面，我们那个意象是不是神要我们所看的那个意象？
In our minds, in our hearts, is a vision of what God wants us to see.
到底什么是意象？
So what is vision?
意象就是看见，再加上有启示。
Vision is seeing plus revelation.
换句话说，就是在启示里面的看见就是意象。
In other words, it's a seeing in revelation that is vision.
摩西什么时候得到这个意象？
When did Moses see a vision?
乃是摩西有一次在旷野的时候看到神向他显现。
That was when he was in the wilderness, he saw God revealing himself.
虽然摩西在在埃及地的时候，他实在看了很多。
Even when he was in Egypt, he saw many things.
他甚至学了一切的学问。
He learned all the knowledge of the world.
但是那些不过都是看见。
Those are only seeing.
但是那一天在旷野地的时候，那个看见是在启示里面的看见。
But the day he was in the wilderness, the seeing was in revelation.
这个在启示里面的看见就成为我们的意象。
Seeing in revelation becomes our vision.
你看，保罗一样，保罗在大马色路上那一天，他的看见是在启示里面的看见。
Same with Paul on the road to Damascus, his seeing was the seeing in revelation.
那个看见要超过他以前所有的看见。
That seeing will surpass all the previous seeing.
以前所有的看见都加起来还不能够超过这一次的看见。
All the seeing before that, did not add up to this one seeing.
在主耶稣生出来的时候，有一个先知叫撒迦利亚。
When Jesus was born, there was a prophet named Zechariah.
当主耶稣的母亲把这个小的耶稣带到圣殿的时候，这个撒迦利亚看见就认出他就是基督。
When Mary brought this little baby to the temple, Zechariah was able to see right away.
他这个看见也是在那个启示的里面。
His seeing was also in Revelation.
好，如果我们知道这个在启示中的看见是怎么样的重要。
As we have seen the importance of seeing in Revelation.
我们怎么样能够活在这个意象的里面呢？
How do we live in this vision?
当我们弟兄告诉我们圣殿的光景。
When our brothers told us about the condition of the temple.
我想我们的心里面都相当的感动。
I think our hearts were deeply to touch.
在神在我们当中有这样美好的一个心意。
To see God's heart desire among us.
但是怎么样可以应用在我们每一天的生活的里面呢？
How do we apply it in our daily life?
好像那个意象是这样的伟大。
The vision was so great.
跟我们每一天的生活发生了什么样的关系呢？
How does it connect with our daily living?
我想今天早上特别从大卫这个人的身上来思想这一件事。
We shall ponder upon the life of David.
大卫这个人他是怎么样来活在这个意象的里面。
How did David live in this vision?
神也把这个意象给了大卫。
The Lord also gave David this vision.
所以大卫知道这个圣殿的样式，他也知道这个圣殿的蓝图。
So David knew the blueprint of this temple.
但是神却不让他来盖这个圣殿。
But the Lord did not allow him to build the temple.
所以在大卫一生的里面，他就做一件事。他就做一件事，就是为那个圣殿来预备材料。
The only thing that David did in his whole lifetime was preparing materials for the temple.
他常常在想这个圣殿，他常常在想这个圣殿需要什么，这个圣殿需要什么，他就预备那个材料。
He was all the time meditating what the temple needs, and he was preparing for the building of the temple.
这就成为他生活的一个重心。
And the center of his living.
他看到这个意象。他不是停留在那个看见，他乃是为这个意象来一直做准备，每天做准备。
He saw a vision, but he did not stop in just merely seeing. He was preparing every day.
刚才我们读到那段圣经里面，他预备这几样东西。
The verses that we saw a while ago, he was preparing these few things.
头一样东西他预备的是什么呢？就是石头。
What was the first item he prepared? Stone.
他知道这个圣殿要建造起来需要很多很多的石头。
He knew for the temple to be built, it required a large amount of stone.
所以虽然他不能盖这个圣殿，至少他可以把那个石头把它收集起来。
Even though he was not allowed to build the temple, but at least he could gather the stone.
但是这个石头拿出来还不能。 能够马上用，所以需要找石匠能够把那个石头都把它削平了，把那个石头都凿得平平的方方的，准备好将来可以被圣殿所用。这一件事情你我今天都可以做。
This thing you and I can do today.
我们每一个人都像一块石头一样。
Every one of us is like a stone.
都像那个石头一样，都是粗凹不平的。
We're full of rough edges.
都是奇形怪状。
All kinds of shapes.
随便你找两块石头，想把这两块石头摆在一起的时候，你发现怎么样摆都是摆不平的。
Put two stones together, you will discover you can never match them exactly.
你要把这两个石头堆起来的话，它是会倒下来的。
Instead of one on top of the other, it will fall.
如果我们这一个人是一个有意向的人，我们就要看见一件事，我们这个石头需要被来削平。
If we are a person with a vision, we will see that the stone of us need to be cut.
如果我们天天在讲这个意向，但是有一天发现呢，我们不愿意让自己变成一个削平的石头，这不是一个活在意象里面的人。谁来做这个石匠？谁来做这个石匠呢？主的话就是这个石匠，圣灵就是这个石匠。这个神的话和圣灵常常要来看我们。什么时候来磨我们呢？每一天每一时刻都来磨我们。
Every day, every moment.
当主的话临到我们的时候，就是那个石匠要来修剪我们的时候。一个有意向的人接受石匠的雕削。
The person with a vision accepts the stone cutter's cutting.
一个没有意向的人拒绝石匠的雕削。
Without a vision, on the other hand, rejects the stone cutter.
这是一个活在意象跟不活在意象的差别，最大的一个差别。
The greatest difference between a person living under a vision and a person without a vision.
我们圣经兄告诉我们说，圣灵像一个手一样。
But the son also mentioned the spirit is like a hand.
这个手呢，就要来把这个石头磨成一定的一个形象。我们讲意象的时候，我们心里都很高兴。但是这个手碰到我们身上的时候，我们就觉得很痛苦。但是有意向的人还是要往前去。弟兄姊妹，这不是一个道理。如果我们讲意向，我们可以一年一年的讲意向。如果我们的里面不愿意被石匠来修凿的话，我们不能够成为活在意象里面的人。
But if inwardly we're not willing to allow the stone cutter to cut us, we're not a person living in the vision.
那个石头是要把圣殿的墙建造起来。
That stone are to be built up as walls of the temple.
那个墙建造起来就代表教会的见证。
The built up wall is the representative of the testimony of the church.
教会的见证乃是建造在我们这个人的被修凿。
The testimony of the church is on a person being cut.
如果这些人都不愿意被主所修改的话，教会的见证就不能够被建立起来。
None of us is willing to be cut. There is no testimony of the church.
这是同一个一种材料。
This is the first material.
这个材料是那个意象里面说不可缺少的。
This is the material necessary for the vision.
第二个讲到呢就是铁。
The second is iron.
说实在的，一大块的铁在圣殿里面是没有什么用处。
Truthfully, big hunk of iron is useless in the temple.
那圣殿里面都是金啊、银啊、宝石那些东西。
The temple is full of gold and silver and precious stones.
那一大块铁有什么用呢？
What do we do with a hunk of iron?
有一个用处。
There's one use.
把那个铁弄成很小很小，变成钉子跟钩子就有用。
To reduce it down to the size of nails and hooks, and it becomes useful.
如果一块一块的铁摆在圣殿里面是完全没有用处，但是如果变成钉子跟钩子的话就非常的有用处。
Hunks of iron in the temple are useless, But if they're reduced to little nails and hooks, they're very useful.
什么是这些小小的钉子？什么是这些小小的钩子呢？
So what are the nails and the clamps?
那个小小的钉子和钩子是把东西联合在一起的。
The nails and clamps are used to connect things.
让东西不至于松松的散散。
So that they would not be loose.
如果你进到一个正在盖的那房子里面的话，
As you enter into a house being built,
你抬一头一看，到处都是钉子。到处都是钩子，没有那些钉子和钩子的话，那房子是不可能盖起来的。
Without nails and clamps, the house cannot be built.
教会里面非常非常需要这些钉子和钩子。
There is much need in the church for these nails and clamps.
虽然钉子和钩子都很小，
Even though nails and clamps are small items,
但是却需要很多很多的。
So we need many, many of them.
什么是那钉子和钩子呢？
So what are nails and clamps?
弟兄姊妹，我们在教会里面一个代祷就是一个钉子。
The prayer ministry of the church is a nail.
我们对弟兄姊妹的打一个电话就是一个钩子。
A telephone call to a saint is a nail.
有一个朋友进到我们聚会里面，我们给他的一个握手就是一个钉子。
When a new one come among us in our meeting, a handshake is a nail.
如果我们去探望弟兄姊妹，看他一下，就是一个钩子。
Going out to visit saints and friends, that is a clamp.
一个房子怎么需要怎么样需要这些钉子钩子？教会里面就需要这些钉子钩子。
How the house being built needs nails and clamps, the same way the church needs the nails and clamps.
如果没有这些钉子，没有这些钩子的话，那教会就是散散的。
Without the nails and the clamps, the church is loose.
每一个人。你跟我每一个人，我们都可以把钉子跟钩子拿出来。
You and I, every one of us can take the nails out of us.
因为它实在是一件很小的事情。
Because it is a very small item.
你说金子或许我没有。
You say maybe I don't have any gold.
但是那个钉子我们一定有的。
We must have those iron.
那钩子我们一定有的。
The clamps we must have.
我们要把我们里面的钉子和钩子都拿出来。
We must take out these nails and clamps from in the inside of us.
这叫做活在意象里面的人。
This is to be living under a vision.
如果我们还是我们原来的一块铁，
We're still remain to be a lump of iron.
我们在教会里面出入，我们永远是一块铁。
Entering among our the people of God is always an iron.
你就不是一个活在意象里面的人。
You are not then a person living under a vision.
神把这个意象给我们，我们需要活在那个意象的里面。
The Lord has sovereignly given us this vision. We must live in this vision.
我们这一块铁需要被主来破碎，
iron of ours needs to be broken by the Lord.
好像我们这个铁的身上出来好多的钉子跟钩子。当我们都这样摆上的时候，
When we offer this way to the Lord,
这教会就被联络起来。
The church will then be connected.
神的见证就能够彰显。
The testimony of God will be manifested.
这就是那个铁的功用。这也是神白在地上拣选那些爱主人的目的。
This is the purpose of the Lord selecting those who love him.
第三个材料。
Third material.
讲到铜。
This is bronze.
这个铜跟铁就不一样了。
Bronze is different from the iron.
如果铁要有用的话，一定要把它弄成很小很小很小的。
So the iron can be useful, you need to reduce it to a minuscule size.
所以在圣殿里面看到的铁呢，都是钉子跟钩子。
So in the temple, all you see is little clamps and nails.
但是这个铜就不一样。
But the bronze, on the other hand, is different.
你看到的都是一大块一大块。
All you see is big chunks of bronze.
看到那个铜的大祭坛。
Big brazen altar.
或者在那个祭坛里面，所有的用具都是用铜做的。
And all the utensils are made out of bronze.
像那个铲子，像那个盆子，
pail,
像那个叉子，
fork,
都是用整块的铜做的。
All made out of big chunks of bronze.
这个铜又代表什么呢？
So what does the bronze represent?
这个铜就代表满足神的心意。
Bronze represents satisfying God's heart's desire.
那个祭坛是为了满足神的心意的。
The altar represents satisfying God's desire.
那祭坛又代表圣洁。
The altar also represents holiness.
这个铜在教会里面就有这个圣洁的功用。
So this bronze in the church has this usage in the church.
一个教会不能够成为一个教会如果没有铜。
A church is not a church without the bronze.
如果没有铜的话这个教会就不能成为讨神喜悦的教会。
Without the bronze, the church cannot please God.
最明显的例子就是哥林多的教会。
A clear example is the church in Corinth.
你看哥林多的教会很多金很多银的。
The church in Corinth is full of gold and silver.
他们有很多的他们有很多的器皿。
There are many utensils there.
但是他们缺少铜。
But there are lack of bronze.
他们容忍那个罪恶在教会的里面。当罪进到教会里面的时候，整个计划都不能够成就。
Sin enters into the church, it frustrates God's purpose for the church.
所以谁来把教会的罪恶除去呢？
So who cleanses the sin from the church?
就是那些人，他们做铜的。
Those who are bronze in the church.
在教会里面，那个祭坛是这样的明显。
In the church.The altar is so clear.
那个祭坛就是把神的心意带给神的百姓。
The altar is to bring God's desire to His people.
那个祭坛也把人的需要带到神的面前。
The bronze altar brings men's needs to the face of God.
那祭坛永远是在圣殿的门口。
The bronze is always in the entrance of the temple.
换一句话说，通不过这个祭坛的，就进不到圣殿里面去。
In other words, if you do not pass by the bronze, you cannot enter into the temple.
这个铜就是教会的一个保护。
The bronze then becomes a protection for the church.
在以弗所书里面说到那个护心镜的时候是用什么做的呢？就是用铜做的。
In Ezekiel, we see the breastplate which is made out of bronze.
这些铜成为教会的保护，因为他们把罪恶分别在教会的外面去。
The bronze becomes a protection because it keeps out the sin from the church.
这是这位教会里面那个铜的功用。
This is the utility of bronze in the church.
下面还有一样东西是大卫所预备的。
There's another matter, another material which David prepared.
叫做香柏木。
Cedar log.
香柏木是一种特别的一种树木。
Cedar is a special tree.
这种树木乃是生在很高的山上。这个树非常非常的高大。
It's a very stately tree.
它的树呢也非常的坚固。
Its logs are very solid.
这些香柏木在教会里面代表什么呢？
What does the cedar log represent in the church?
在诗篇92篇里面有这样的一段说明。
In Psalms 92.
他说义人要发旺像棕树，要生长像香柏木。
The righteous shall grow up like the cedar.
他讲说这些人呢要栽种在耶和华的殿中，要发旺在我们神的殿里。
They shall be planted in the courts of Jehovah.
他们到年老的时候，他们仍要结果子。
They will bear fruit even in their old age.
他们要满了枝浆，还是要常常的发青。
They shall be full of sap and green.
这实在是非常美好的一个描述。这些人到年老都还能结果子。
Even in their old age, they'll bear fruit.
他们不但充满了枝浆，他们还发青了。
Not only full of sap, they're green.
这一般人代表什么？
What do they represent?
什么样的人才能够被称为义人？
Who are these righteous persons?
当我们常常讲到圣经上讲义人的时候，我们都会有一个这样的疑问：神岂不是说地上一个义人都没有吗？
We read about these righteous people in the Bible. We come across questions. Did the Bible say there's not one righteous on the earth?
既然人不能够成为义人，为什么这里又有对义人的这个描述呢？
Men are unrighteous. Why then is this a description of the righteous?
只有一个方法我们可以成为义人。
There's only one way for us to become righteous.
只有一条路我们可以成为称义。
There's only one way to be righteous.
就是因信。
Through faith.
义人乃是因为他们信靠神。
They're righteous because they trust in the Lord.
他们的义乃是因信得来的。
Their righteousness comes from their faith.
这一般人他们要常常结果子。
These people will bear fruit often.
这些人到老人的时候才能够结果子。
Even in their old age, they'll bear fruit.
就好像我们今天早上提到的约书亚一样。
Just like this morning we mentioned Joshua.
约书亚和加勒这两个人就好像以色列人中的两棵香柏树。
Joshua and Caleb are like two cedar trees among the children of Israel.
他们从年轻到年老一直都结果子。
Since they're used up until their old age, they constantly bear fruit.
他们里面充满了枝浆。
They were full of sap.
香柏木在圣殿里面是做什么呢？
So what do they use the cedar trees in temple for?
一个是做柱子。
One is to become pillars.
一个是做门。
One is for doors.
约书亚岂不是把以色列人带到这个迦南的丰富去吗？
Did Joshua bring the children of Israel into the bounty of Canaan?
约书亚岂不是在以色列人当中像两个柱子一样吗？
Were Joshua and Caleb like the two pillars among his people?
这就是香柏木。
This is the cedar tree.
一个有意象的人要在神的面前要做香柏木。
A person with a vision will become a cedar log before the Lord.
有意象的人要在神的面前学习这个信心的功课。
Person with a vision will learn the lesson of faith before the Lord.
一个有意象的人要把弟兄姊妹带进神的丰富的里面去。
A person of vision will bring God's people into a vision.
一个有意象的人要看见教会需要柱子。
A person of vision will see the need of the church for pillars.
就起来为神预备材料。
And he rises up to prepare these materials.
下面还有一种材料，我们讲到最后讲，但是却是最容易吸引大家注意的，就是那些金啊，那些银啊。
There's one other material which is attract our attention, gold and silver.
我们都喜欢成为金和银。
We all like to be gold and silver.
但是如果光是有金和银，没有刚才讲的那些的话，这还不能够达到神的心意。
So only with gold and silver, without the foregoing materials, it cannot accomplish God's desire.
这些金银都很宝贵的。
Gold and silver is precious.
这些金银在教会在圣殿里面做什么事呢？
What are the uses for the gold and silver in the temple?
他们是做器皿的。
They are to be used for utensils.
这些金银都是做器皿的。
Gold and silver are used for utensils.
做什么器皿呢？
What kind of vessel?
他们做那个金的灯台。
Golden lampstand.
他们做那个放饼的盘子。
The silver platter.
他们做那个香坛。
Golden incense altar.
在那个圣殿里面，这些器皿都是用金和银做的。
In the temple, all these vessels are made out of either gold or silver.
这些器皿只有一个目的。
There's only one purpose for these vessels.
他们就是把基督的生命供应出来。
To minister the life of God.
主耶稣在约翰福音十四章里面讲了一句非常好的话。
In John chapter 14, the Lord said one thing.
他说：“我就是道路，我就是真理。”我就是生命。
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
如果主耶稣是道路、真理和生命的话，在我们教会里面，我们所供应的就是道路、就是真理、就是生命。
The Lord Jesus is the way, truth, and life. Then, what we minister in the church is the way, truth, and life.
在教会里面需要有人做器皿，他是来供应这个道路的。
There needs to be some vessels in the church to minister this way.
今天在地上，我们常常在道路的上面会发生问题。
Today on earth we often encounter problems choosing a way.
就需要有人在这方面能够成为那个器皿。
There needs to be someone to become this vessel.
像那个灯台一样。
Just like a golden lampstand.
灯台乃是照亮那个道路的。
The lampstand shines upon the way.
有人需要能够供应真理。
There will be some to minister truth.
需要把神的正义分解出来，让弟兄姊妹能够得到宝珠。
Rightly dividing the word of truth,
那就
是 children of God will be satisfied.
那就像那个橙色饼的那个盘子。
Just like the showbread table platter.
那个盘子就不断的把神的真理供应出来。
The platter continuously ministers the truth.
还有一般人，他们能够在这里彰显生命的。
Another group of people here manifesting the life of God.
就像那个金香坛上面那个香一样。那个香不断的在那里燃烧，把那个基督的馨香充满在那个教会的里面。
The incense is always burning, permeating the whole church with the sweet odor.
需要有人成为那个香坛，成为那个器皿，把这样的生命散布在教会的里面。
There needs to be such a people to become this kind of vessel, spreading this fragrance of Christ.
你看见神在教会的历史里面，岂不是做这样的事吗？
See this kind of doings of the Lord from the church history.
那个彼得就是一个使徒，一个器皿，他 他是供应那个道路的。
Peter as an apostle was such a vessel to prepare the way.
当弟兄姊妹还不知道外邦人也可以得救的时候，彼得就被神开启，告诉他们外邦人也是在教会的里面。
The saints of Jerusalem did not know the Gentiles would be saved also. It was Peter who prepared such a way.
他把这条路为外邦人所打开了。
He opened such a way to the Gentiles.
今天我们是能够在圣殿里面有份，我们都要感谢彼得。
Today, for us to have a portion in the temple, we must thank Peter.
因为他的服事把这个道路打开了。
Because of his ministry, he opened his way to us.
教会里面也需要保罗。
The church also needs Paul.
保罗好像那个橙色饼的那个盘子。
Paul is like a silver platter.
他把神的丰富一盘一盘的端出来了。
The riches of God, platter by platter.
如果今天没有保罗的服事的话，那我们实在是有很大的一个缺乏。
Without Paul's ministry, there's a great lack.
神也恩待我们，还把约翰摆在这个地上，好像那个金香坛一样。
So, the Lord is also merciful to us. We have John, who is like unto a golden incense altar.
他的一生就好像一个香坛，那里一直散发那个基督生命的香气。
His whole life was just like the incense.Spreading the sweet fragrance of Christ.
的确，这些金银都是很宝贵的。
Surely, the silver and gold are precious.
一个看见神异象的人，他的心里面也羡慕要成为这个金和银。
A person who has seen a vision must covet this gold and silver.
能够把主的丰富能够带到教会里。
To bring the riches of God into the church.
这叫做活在那个异象的里面。
This is to live in a vision.
我们光是在知识上知道那个异象。或者是知道那个意象里面的意思
to gain a knowledge of this vision or what it means,
却不能够对我们造成实际上的帮助
but without a practical help to us,
我们需要在神的面前有一个心智，就是我们要来为这个圣殿来预备这些材料
we must have a longing before the Lord to prepare these materials for the temple.
看神到底给我们的是哪些
See what God has given us.
神在圣灵的里面已经把这些材料都摆在我们的里面。
God in the Spirit has given us all these materials.
有的人有金有银，有的人有铜有铁。
Some have gold and silver, some have iron, some have bronze.
有些人有香柏木，有些人有石头。
Some have cedar trees, some have stone.
我们要来看见这件事而来预备材料。
We need to see this matter to prepare.For the, building.
这些材料不是拿来就可以用的，都要预备的。
These materials are not to be used without preparing. They must be prepared.
而需要那些有看见的人来预备。
And it takes those who have seen it to prepare.
所以我就想到最近这一段时间，主给我们这个意象的话语是这样的丰富。
So these days I've seen the Lord's word to us is so rich.
所以盼望我们弟兄姊妹能够为着这个看见的缘故起来预备材料。
Hope all of us would rise up to prepare.The material.
当彼得那天看见异象的时候，他不只是看了异象而已。
The day, when Peter saw the vision, he did not only see the vision.
圣经上的话非常宝贵，他说主在异象的里面向他说话。
It was so precious that the Lord said, the Lord spoke to Peter in a vision.
我实在盼望主也借着异象对我们每一个人说话。
I hope that the Lord would speak to each one of us.
让我们不仅是一个看见异象的人，乃是在异象里面神对我们说话的人。
So that we would not only be the people that have seen the vision, but also, God can speak to us through the vision.
在教会里面实在需要很多很多的的材料。
There's a great need for all manners of materials in the church.
当教会松散的时候，就需要好多的钉子。
When the church is loose, it needs many nails.
需要好多的钩子。
Many plants.
我常常觉得教会里面钉子钩子不够啊。
I often feel there's a big lack of nails and clamps.
不但是不够，实在是非常的少。
Not only a big lack.
太少了。
Too few.
有哪一些弟兄姊妹能够看到这个需要以后，愿意为主来预备这些钉子跟钩子呢
？Who among us has seen this to want to rise up to prepare for the Lord as nails and clamps?
有的时候我们也对主。想有一点回应。
Sometimes we have a little echo to the Lord.
我们觉得主实在是爱我们了。
We feel the Lord really loves us.
我们能够爱主什么呢
？What can we love the Lord for?
就是把我们的钉子跟钩子拿出来。
That is to bring out the nails and clamps from among us.
主并没有要我们的羊，要我们的牛。
The Lord didn't require us of a sheep or cattle.
主要我们的钉子，不要我们的羔。
He only wants our little males and calves.
主的心意在他的百姓的身上。
This heart's desire is among his people.
我们的百姓没有人在关心的时候，主的心就是伤痛。
His people are without care. He hurts the Lord, hurts his heart.
所以如果在地上有人起来做钉子钩子的时候，这种人是摸到主的心。
So whenever there are people rising up to become nails and clamps, it touches the Lord's heart.
让我们不只是注重到我们这个个人的这个家。
We not only pay attention to our own household.
让我们的那个心被主扩大以后，我们能够关心到神的家。
May the Lord enlarge our heart to care for God's house.
凡是进到这个家的人，都是我们心里面关心的对象。
Whoever enters into the God's household is our object of attention.
我们就是我们来使用我们钉子，使用我们钩子的时候。
That is the time to use our nails and clamps.
弟兄姊妹，那个意象可以在我们今天这个生活里面实现。
Vision can be practical even today in our life.
虽然新妇还没有装扮整齐，但是新妇在装扮。
Even though the bride is not fully prepared, but she is nevertheless preparing.
并不是等到有一天在刹那之间的新妇就装扮好了。
Now that one day all of the clear blue sky will be prepared.
新妇乃是一直在装扮，已经装扮了很久了。
She's always preparing and has been preparing for a long time.
需要今天我们来加上我们的这一份。
Needs us to offer our portion today.
把神摆在我们身上的这一份，加上在这个装扮的里面。
To offer up the portion God has given us, into this prepare.
这是一个活在意象里面的人。
This is a person living under a vision.
意象是一件好像很大的一件事。
Vision is a great thing.
但是却需要每一位在这个意象里面的人来一起完成。
But it takes every one of us who has seen a vision to accomplish it.
这个意象不能够成就，如果你我不把我们自己的一份摆上。
This vision can never be accomplished if you and I do not offer up our portion.
这是一个新年度的一个开始。
This is the beginning of a new year.
在新的年度的里面呢，实在是有一个负担，让我们一起来学习怎么样在属灵的里面来同得基业。
In this new year, I really have a burden that every one of us would learn together how to possess God's inheritance.
不是我们顾到我们个人的需要。
Not just to care for our own self.
因为实在如果弟兄姊妹的需要不能够得到满足的话，我们的需要也就不能得到满足。
If the needs of the saints are not satisfied, we cannot be satisfied of that.
如果弟兄姊妹在属灵的里面没有得着的话，我们也不能够得着。
If the saints are not gaining anything spiritually, we have no gain either.
神在我们里面的负担，那叫我们都过了约旦河。
The Lord's burden is every one of us to cross over the River Jordan.
我们都进入迦南地。
To enter into Canaan together.
我们在那里一起来得到产业。
To possess inheritance together.
盼望我们都做一个活在这个意象里面的人。
Hope we all will be a people living in this vision.
我们一点祷告。
Let's have some prayers.
So, 我们实在感谢你，因为你把一个意象启示在我们的里面。
Lord, how we thank you for revealing a vision in among us.
今天早上，我们来求你借着这个意象来对我们说话。
This morning we pray that you will speak to us through this vision.
借着一个意象来对我们发出呼召。
To call us through this vision.
让我们成为一个活在意象里面的人。
So that we become people living in a vision.
我们实在是觉得我们是何等的渺小。
We feel we're so small.
但是感谢你，你却愿意来使用这些渺小的人。
We thank you, you're willing to use even small people like that.
让这些渺小的人在那个意象的里面有份。
So that we small people can have a fortune in this vision.
早上再来呼召我们。
This morning call us again.
成为一个活在意象里面的人。
So that we become people living in the vision.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Jesus Christ. Amen.